Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
I am on the road this week at the Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, Missouri, or Missouri, as they say in these parts. KC is truly an old cattle town with a historic downtown area with a lot of good restaurants, mostly steakhouses and barbecue joints, by the way. It's also home to the National World War I Museum and the historic Union Station, famous for jockeying troops across the country in World War II. Call me crazy, but I think KC, Chicago, and Omaha are three of the coolest working-class cities on the planet. By the way, best of luck to Sonny Boy Parker James, nominated for the Horizon Award for new broadcasters who show passion and promise in farm broadcasting and agriculture. It takes a village.
You think you're so clever.
Meanwhile, in the Windy City of Chicago, December live cattle tip 372 to 21630. Feb fats faltered 360 at 217.25 at the close. Remember, gentle listener, 1,500-pound steers hit 331.50 Tuesday at South Dakota Stockman's Livestock. It is what it is. Country hot, Chicago not. Jan feeder calves slipped 460 at 321.45. March dipped 5 even to 313.40 at the bell. But as you know, things are always mo better in the country. And I shall prove it. Nebraska's Albion Livestock had a draft of 560-pound steers hit $2,400 per mobile bovine unit. Platte Livestock Market watched 1,030-pound steers sizzle at the 305 mark. 920-pound yearling steers blossomed. Wait, I don't like that word. Boom to 328. 100 head of 515-pound steers melted at 488 at Wyoming's legendary Torrington Livestock. 430-pound steers rocked at 510 at Winter Livestock, Dodge City, Kansas. Sale barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt continue to outperform the board and southern barns. If you're selling, that is. Speaking of which, big sales today all across the GNB. Dickinson and Napoleon, North Dakota. Famous Fairhardy, Northern Calves. Moobridge, South Dakota. Ogallala, Nebraska. They'll be cooking at CattleUSA.com, I guarantee.
I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee.
Big sales on Friday and Saturday at St. Ange and Pawhusapa. Monty James in the Crown Center and KCMO for America's Hot Barn Report.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Tri-County Stockyard, Moobridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
After years of dedication, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and selling their quality farm equipment through Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. See the equipment yourself during open inspections at Osage, Iowa on Wednesday, December 17th and Monday, December 29th, both from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit purplewave.com for a complete listing. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.